This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House putting forth another peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff submitting this new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. The idea is a 60-day ceasefire, the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others. In exchange, Israel would release some Palestinian prisoners, withdraw its forces to a buffer zone, and allow more vital aid in.
Hamas said to be reviewing the document, but acceptance is doubtful because Hamas wants a commitment to end the war completely. The White House says President Trump will have a big announcement today. It will involve Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. It'll be in Pennsylvania to do it. A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar international students from enrolling at Harvard University. An appeals court letting the Trump tariffs stand temporarily after the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled they amounted to presidential overreach. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin senator might be a big reason for the big, beautiful bill being blocked. Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said, "We're mortgaging our children's future." He also said it was immoral and it has to stop. He criticized the bill for increasing the deficit. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. U.S. stocks are drifting a day after leaping back within a few good days' worth of gains from their all-time high. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday after flipping from an early modest gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 123 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Astronomers have discovered a strange new object in our Milky Way galaxy. The celestial object is emitting X-rays around the same time it's shooting out radio waves. Located 15,000 light-years away, scientists say this object could be a star, pair of stars, or something else entirely. Findings were published Wednesday in the journal Nature. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory spotted the X-ray emissions by chance last year while focusing on a supernova remnant or the remains of an exploded star. The hyperactive phase of this object appeared to last about a month. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this, like, emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, it's out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today. You might notice a hint of smoke in the air today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Just an outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 47.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am not Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball. Glad to have you along. Filling in the host chair. Keeping it warm for Patrick. He'll be back on Monday, taking a well-deserved day off today to be with family for a graduation. So look forward to hearing about his travels on Monday. I'm along with producer and engineer Parker Olson here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Mr. Bach joins us as well from the Racine Park Studios down in beautiful Racine, Wisconsin. Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
We're doing well.
Don't speak for me. You don't know how I'm doing. Wow. I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I'm also doing well. Thank you for asking.
Coming up a little bit later this hour, have our round table this morning with a couple of great journalists and talking about the headlines of the day. And in just a minute, Brittany Merlot will join us with a complete weather forecast. Temperatures around the state of Wisconsin right now range from 61 in Superior down to 55 degrees in Milwaukee, 54 over in La Crosse, 52 in Green Bay right now. More on the weather with Brittany Merlot. Weather quality air advisory out for today with those wildfires from Canada. So we'll have a little bit more on that in just a moment. Speaking of headlines this morning, the weather is the top headline. The Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared states of emergency due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly increased in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. Although Hamas, in the latest framework, doesn't meet their demands entirely, the militant group offered some counterpoints and said they will continue on. A federal appeals court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds to the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic policy. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X this week that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. However, upon further review, it appears that the immigrant, Ramon Morales Reyes, was set up. Federal officials who asked for a handwriting sample for Reyes also determined that his handwriting and the threatening letter did not match his own. Those are the headlines this morning. One more for you. A far-right political activist with a history of anti-gay rhetoric and promoting conspiracy theories about former President Barack Obama said he was sacked after only a month on the job following a CNN investigation that was used as the Kennedy Center executive. So more on those stories throughout the day. But right now at 9 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, taking a look, what should we do here? A couple of sports scores for you. How about that, by the way, as well? We talked about it a little bit in hour number one, but the Pacers could have wrapped it up last night in game five, but they played their worst offensive game of the postseason last night and lost to the New York Knicks 111-94. Our very own James Kelly up there in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls dancing a jig because he's a New Yorker, a Long Islander. His Knicks survive. But despite missing the chance to close out the series, the star for the Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, emphasized there was, quote, no need to panic. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2. Game six is on Saturday night in Indianapolis. The Brewers had the night off, but they will be taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be great if the Brewers played the 76ers?
I think that would go well.
It was the only way that would make basketball exciting to me.
No. They'll play the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Game time, the first pitch around 5:45 tonight, Central Time. You can hear it across several of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're giving you a chance today on free Friday ticket giveaway, Big Shingding Lollapalooza, which is a statewide contest, by the way. The marketing people will love that. We're giving away four tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers throughout the day. They have chances to win four tickets throughout the day. You can have your first chance during our show until 9 o'clock. Go to the Civic Media app. Download it for free if you don't have it. Go to any of the first 11 stations, click on the word text, then you're all set to go and text us right now the word crew. The word is crew, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew. This is
because spelling is crucial.
Oh, nicely done, Greg Bach. Yes, because the computer picks this randomly and it only accepts exact correct entries. So, yeah. And by the way, this is for the game next Saturday, June 7th, against San Diego at 6:35. You cannot exchange them for a different game. So please make sure you go to that game next Saturday against San Diego. The word is crew, C-R-E-W. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. I'm sorry. And these allergies. I mean, it's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm sorry you're feeling poopy.
Poopy, yeah. That's one thing to call it, yeah.
Well, that too. That too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Should we do today in history or national days? Because this is very, very exciting. We should bring on Brittany Rouleau for this, because I always like to talk to Brittany, our civic media meteorologist. Brittany, how the heck are you?
I'm pretty good. How the heck are you?
Better if it weren't for the allergies, but otherwise I'm doing fine. We're gonna do weather here in a second, but I'm very excited about this because it's May 30th, and we've gone over some of the also Mel Blanc's birthday. Remember him?
Nope. The great. Mm-hmm.
No, I do not.
Hey, Parker, do you know Bugs Bunny?
Elmer yes. Fudd?
Oh my God! Wait,
Daffy Duck.
Oh,
Porky Pig.
Buddy. I do know them.
Yeah. He did all of those.
All those voices. All the Looney Tunes characters and Merry Melodies cartoons. He died back in 1989, but it was Mel Blanc was born on this day. Benny Goodman, the musician and band leader nicknamed the King of Swing, also was born on this day as well. But let's get to national days because there's some good ones here. It is National Creativity Day today. So if you're a creative person, this day is for you. I don't know. Crochet something. I don't know. Paint something.
Macrame.
Macrame. Sure. I don't know. Whatever.
You were talking about this yesterday at Matt and Aaron Air with decoupage.
Oh, decoupage. I like that. All right. So it's National Creative Day. Also, and now Parker's a recent UW-Whitewater graduate in the comms program broadcasting. It's Loomis Day. Do you remember who Loomis is, Parker?
Oh, I definitely should, shouldn't
I? To pass or fail. Do you remember? I recognize Melholm Loomis as the person who received the patent for wireless telegraphy, receiving the U.S. patent number. I'm not going to read the number. It was titled An Improvement in Telegraphing on Wireless Telegraphy in 1872. He beat Marconi's United Kingdom patent by nearly 25 years, but Marconi gets all the credits.
I didn't know either of those guys. They weren't at Whitewater.
We learned that at Platteville.
I feel like then people are like, and Alexander Graham Bell stole from Marconi, and Brittany's like, can I just tell you about the wine?
I don't know. It's mint julep day today. I'm not a big mint julep guy, but have yourself a mint julep. But here's what I want to get to. This is fantastic. This is real. Each year on May 30th, it is National Hole in My Bucket Day. It is celebrated by a wacky holiday in honor of the fun children's song, There's a Hole in My Bucket. I remember this watching Sesame Street. Who says PBS doesn't create great things? Here it is from Sesame Street.
You're having such a good time with this, Tom.
Do we have a Muppet that sounds like Johnny Cash?
There's like a 4-minute bit. And so it was the old farmer. He has a hole in the bucket. And the wife is sitting there. And the husband's a dope. But he's like, there's a hole. And she's like, well, fix it there. Well, what shall I fix it? With a stick, dear. And it keeps going and going. And finally she's like, just fix it, dear Henry. Just fix it, dear Henry. They have a National Hole in the Bucket Day. Today is National Hole. I'm very excited by this.
You're very excited about this.
More animated than I thought you'd be about it.
Absolutely. So there you go. All right. Brittany Merlot, we're going to need a bucket of something to get through this muck in the air today. Give us the lowdown. There is some seriousness to those that have asthma and whatnot. There is smoke in the air.
Yes, there is. That wildfire smoke from Canada has made its way down to the state. That's why it's hazy. It kind of looks cloudy in some places. It's not cloudy out. It is actually clear. So if you can't see the sunshine, that is the wildfire smoke this morning. It is really thick out there right now. It'll actually start to get a little bit better as we go through the afternoon, and then a little bit worse again tonight before it starts to clear out. It should be gone by tomorrow afternoon. But of course, it's from that northwest breeze. A little breezy throughout the day today, gusts around 20 to 25 miles per hour. And like Todd said, it is unhealthy for sensitive groups. So in that case, you might want to wear a mask, stay inside, have an air purifier running, something like that to help with those symptoms. But otherwise today, it's about 45 degrees in Janesville. It's 61 degrees into Ashland, and we are looking at scattered shower chances later on this afternoon. Very light showers. But then after 5 o'clock, we're looking at chances of some spotty storms. I think those are going to stay northwest, kind of hang into the Fox Valley, and then move in towards Milwaukee and Madison area. But these are a backdoor cold front. So what that means is the cold front's actually dropping down from the north, headed south. So these storms are going to be rolling in from the north, headed south, and we could see some gusty winds and small hail with them. But otherwise, tomorrow, hey, we're still looking at tons of sunshine today and tomorrow, both rising into the mid to upper 70s. We'll do the same, pretty much the same thing on Sunday. And then Monday, oh, we're going to get it so muggy and warm. Our dew points are going to go into the 70s with temperatures in the mid 80s. Even some spots could hit 90. So Monday is going to be a sweaty one.
My grandma used to call that kind of weather sultry. It's sultry out.
Yes.
She used to say that. Yeah.
This weather's like Kathleen Turner in the 80s. It's sultry.
But the storms might help move some of this. That's not really smog, I know, but some of this smoke out of the air. Is that good for the smoke?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely will. And then as that cold front moves through and down to the south, it should start to clear that out of here. So this is all good stuff for the smoke. Just the clear skies and nothing happening and the heat starting to build today is really making it much thicker. So once that front moves through, should be gone and out of here.
All right, Parker, I'm not going to be here on Monday. Pat will be back. But when you introduce, I want Brittany's music on Monday for her bumper music to be, the heat is on, the heat is on.
Yeah!
Yeah. Robin Tigerton, we have his weather report here.
Hold on.
All right.
There we go.
Rob says, good morning from Tigerton. Cloudy in 56. I saw the red sun earlier this morning. I got a mowing job near Eldron, located on the Shawano and Marathon County line, a job that he was supposed to do yesterday got rained out. So there you go. All right, very good. I've been to Eldoran and Tigerton when I go up to see the folks up in Shawano. So hope Rob can get the lawn mowed today. But wear a mask, Rob, and celebrate. It's a hole in the bucket
water
day. All right, thank you, Brittany. Appreciate you. We'll see you later. Have a great weekend. Come on back with our round table and celebrate. There's a hole in my bucket day. We're back after this.
News from the center, WRCE.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems, including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Wild, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Henricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
We're talking about a subject I don't believe that we've ever talked about in the history of this program, but sarcoidosis is what we're talking about today, and kind of specifically Mark's imprint on sarcoidosis, who is, we're going to talk about that here today. But in the studio, we have Shanda Trum, we have Lacey Hamill, and we have Rodney Gokenauer, and we're going to talk about how they all became connected. But first of all, we're going to talk about this disease a little bit. Lacey, can you tell us a little bit, fill us in on what we're talking about today?
Sure. Sarcoidosis is an inflammatory disease characterized by the formation of granulomas. Granulomas are tiny clumps of inflammatory cells that can affect one or more organs of the body.
Shanda, can you kind of fill us in a little bit on what it involves and what we're talking about?
Essentially, the immune system goes into overdrive and too many of these clumps form. They can interfere with an organ structure and function.
You both had no clue on this kind of thing until you had life kind of change for you, right, Shanda?
That is correct. I had never heard of sarcoidosis before until we got my brother's autopsy back.
We'll talk more about that. Rodney Gokenauer is in the studio, and you may wonder how he's connected and why he's connected. Good morning, Rodney, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about how this affected you personally.
Well, I seen Shanda's article in the county paper and read it and decided I needed to get a hold of her and tell her that I had it. I have never heard of anybody else in this area with it. So I'd like to find out if there is.
So the disease is fairly rare then?
Yes. And I don't think the doctors do enough diagnostics to go far enough to find it. They'll just say you got asthma and hand you a inhaler. Yeah. Okay. And that's as far as it goes. But I was diagnosed in December of 71.
My goodness. So you've lived with this a long, long time.
Right. Actually. Yeah. We were just getting ready to go to town one night, and I went to brush my hair, and I reached for the brush, and I got a real sharp pain in my chest. It hurt so bad, I just screamed. And of course, my wife wouldn't let me do anything but go to the doctor, you know. And the doctor wanted me in University Hospital yet that day. But I got a barn full of cows to milk, you know. So he says, I'll give you 2 days. Well, I found somebody, and I spent a week in the UW Hospital.
So. Did you have surgery at that time, Rodney?
They just did a little biopsy here. And that's pretty much what decided that I had sarcoidosis.
Hmm. So maybe it's more common now. I mean, you can look it up on the internet or whatever, but it was probably pretty rare in 1971, too, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So you have went on to live a normal life despite having this.
They put me on prednisone, kept building me up to where I think I was taking 12 tablets a day. And finally, I come out one day with a handful and told my wife, says, I just can't do this anymore. So the next time I went for a checkup, I told the doctor, and he says, I think we can start backing you off. You can't just stop. You have to go off gradual. And it put it in remission, and I've been in remission ever since.
Man.
I just had a checkup here just 1, 2, or 3 months ago, and he said there was no activity to be found at that time. So,
You got to consider yourself pretty fortunate, don't you?
Right, real fortunate.
That you've gone on and you farmed all those years and everything else. Because farming's not the easiest occupation.
No. Honestly.
Well, good to have you in the studio here today. I want to talk to you, Shanda, a little bit more about Mark's imprint on sarcoidosis and how did it start?
This nonprofit was formed in honor of my brother, who tragically lost his life due to undiagnosed sarcoidosis. My brother, Mark, passed away in February of 24 from sudden cardiac arrhythmia due to sarcoidosis. A little about Mark. He was 41 years old. We grew up in a farm in southwest Wisconsin in Boscobel with our parents. Mark took over our family farm from our dad. Since he could walk, Mark was my dad's shadow farming together. At the time of his passing, he had grown his herd to over 200 head of beef cattle and just stopped milking Holstein cows 2 weeks prior. Mark was a husband, father, grandfather, son, and brother. He was loved and respected by many. I, along with family and friends, have joined together to bring awareness to this disease in hopes no one has to go through what we have gone through. And a fun fact, today is Mark's birthday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So the timing is here. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Great memories of your brother, obviously. It's so hard when somebody passes that suddenly, though.
Yeah.
But you've been able to kind of, I guess, what would the word be? Kind of rehabilitate a little bit and kind of, you know, have his memory live on, right?
Yep. And although it was tragic, Mark died doing what he loved. He was actually on a farm looking at a pasture to rent. So he literally died doing what he loved.
Hmm. When you talk about this, then you probably had no clue of ever hearing of this disease, did you?
No. Nope. I had never heard of it before. So Google was my friend for a couple weeks after I found out.
Do you've done some fundraisers, haven't you?
We have done some fundraisers. Last fall, we did a breakfast at the Bosco Bowling Alley, which we had a live and silent auction. And this past April, we did a scavenger hunt in Bosco.
Just to raise some money and awareness?
Yep, to raise some money, awareness. We donated some money to the Foundation for Sarcoidosis Research, which is a national nonprofit.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You've been working and working, trying everything imaginable to establish a yard. No success. Have you thought about the seed? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It is not an easy feat, and the first one that will admit it, Doug Soldat. He's our University Extension turfgrass specialist, and he gets questions from one end of the state to the other on how to establish that lawn. He said one thing he advises people early on, take a look at the seed you purchased and make sure it's good quality.
Yeah, grass seed, that's probably one of the most important things you can do is buy good grass seed. And it takes a little bit of looking at the labels and understanding what you're buying, because the marketing stuff on the front of the bags, like Sunny Spot, Shady's Place, that's okay, but you really want to look at the labels. The best grass varieties and species for Wisconsin are Kentucky Bluegrass and Fine Fescue. And Fine Fescue, there's actually a collection of them. Red Fescue, Hard Fescue, Chewings Fescue, Sheep Fescue, they're all about the same and pretty good. And when I'm buying a grass seed mixture, I'm looking for a combination of Kentucky Bluegrass and those Fine Fescues.
And for those of you that have an established lawn, Doug Soldat's got some advice on maintaining that lawn. He says make sure your lawnmower blades are sharp. He said if a blade's dull, it tears the leaf and can actually allow weeds to grow.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you've got a little patch of paradise you're willing to share, the Wisconsin DNR wants to talk to you. Right now, they're looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities, October 4th through the 12th. You have to be able to host at least three hunters, and you need to complete an online application by July 1st. Yes, of course. We've got details up now. MidwestFarmReport.com or go to the Wisconsin DNR website and get that application process started. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today. You might notice a hint of smoke in the air today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Just an outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 49.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home.
Register today at lovelost.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, it's film incentive advocate Rex Sykes, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska, and even though we are Terry Barless, it's still Bar Band Friday night. We'll be joined by Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Todd Albaugh, filling in the guest host chair. Pat will be back on Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Temperature is in the 70s today. There is a poor air quality alert out for the entire state of Wisconsin due to the Canadian wildfires and the smoke coming down. But showers and thunderstorms throughout the later afternoon and into tonight will clear that out. Pretty nice weekend ahead. And then Brittany Merlot says muggy. Sultry starting on Monday. Summer is arriving right on time, as they say. Right now, we continue on with our weekly roundtable. James Santel, who is the host, of course, of Amicus, a law review on Saturday mornings here at Civic Media, has the week off, but we are very pleased to have with us today Chicago journalist Jennifer Schulze, formerly worked for ABC7 and WGN-TV in Chicago, and now at The Contrarian and Lincoln Square, and Mark Jacob, longtime journalist for both the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. Guys, let's go to your favorite, Barbara Walters. Remember, she never said the most important person of the year. She always said the most fascinating person of the year. So what's your most fascinating headline of the week, Mark Jacob?
I would say it's RFK Jr. and Trump releasing that study on children's health, which made a lot of false assertions and, surprise, surprise, included fake studies. You know, they linked to studies that were never written, had real scientists attributed to stuff. And they, when the news media contacted them, they said, no, I didn't do anything like that. And then Caroline Leavitt, the official liar in the White House, that's her job to lie. She was asked about it, and she said, well, there were formatting issues, but everything's fine otherwise. There were four, so now lies are now called formatting issues. And it, just as far as critiquing the media on that story, the Associated Press headline just said there were problems with the studies. They used the word problems, fuzzing the whole issue instead of using the perfectly accurate term fake studies, because there were fake studies.
And also Wisconsin's very own Mark Pocan in Congress in a hearing, maybe you guys talked about this last week, but got RFK Jr. to say, well, you know, you really shouldn't listen to me when it comes to medical advice.
Yeah, right.
Really?
The guy's head of HHS. He's the top health official in the entire country, and he says, don't take advice from me. This is crazy town, Todd. This is insanity, and it's insanity about public health. It's not about some stupid subject. It's about public health.
Yeah, Jennifer.
You know, Donald Trump was sitting right next to RFK Jr. when they released that report, and they together said it was the most important health study on children in America in history. So both Trump and RFK Jr. have staked their very feeble, I would argue, reputations on this. And they're sticking with that story even today. The Washington Post has a story this morning that says they've been able to determine that most of the study was written with AI. Just that and the way that the Trump administration is pushing AI ought to be worrisome to all of us. But Mark's right. That story was also, I thought, really interesting in that it came from a smaller news outlet with younger reporters, something called Notus, N-O-T-U-S. They broke this story, which is really based on shoe leather reporting. You know, here's this report. It's got all these citations and all these quotes, and it's the greatest thing ever on kids' health. Two reporters, two, I can't find anybody else that did this, decided, where does that stuff come from? And it's incredible because that's what journalism is supposed to be about. Not just being megaphones for whatever Trump or RFK say, but digging into the details. And what we found out, as Mark said, it's all fake. All of it is fake.
Absolutely incredible. And Mark, to your earlier point in the last segment about the cuts that Trump is making and continues to try to make through this budget reconciliation bill, people's lives are going to be lost. And to this point with RFK Jr., what is this thing now with COVID vaccines only for those 65 years of, older, not for pregnant women? Again, I think one of the most tragic parts of a lot of tragedies is we're messing with people's lives here.
Right. That's a troublesome new decision by the federal government to not give the COVID shot to pregnant women, because that's the only way there's going to be any protection for newborn babies. And the fact is that the two groups that are most likely to be hospitalized when they get COVID are old people and newborn babies. They're too young to get the shot when they get born, but giving it to pregnant women could offer some protection, it's believed. So I mean, there's just not a lot of science about it, Todd. And when they released the study, Eric K. Jr. said, this is the worst. This generation is the sickest generation of children in American history. And I went back and looked at it. In 1800, 46% of children didn't make it to age five. And in 1900, 24% didn't make it to age five. You know what the figure is now? It's under 1%. So what is he talking about? I mean, it's just pulling stuff out of their, regions. It's very weird what they're doing. And they just think that it sounds good. And the New York Times repeated that, the sickest generation in U.S. history. And I called him out on social media, and they actually changed their headline. The New York Times didn't, and took that out because it was a lie.
Nicely done, Mark. Nicely done. I was remiss earlier. You can also find Mark. He is the author of Stop the Presses newsletter, so check that out as well. Jennifer, what is your most intriguing, fascinating headline of the week?
Well, I agree with Mark that the stuff about the health report is really staggering. I'm also struck this week by the Elon Musk exit interviews. This guy, the New York Times, has a great story this morning about his drug use throughout his time in the White House. And it's pretty extreme, illegal drug use. He was handed the keys to our government and has done untold amount of damage. And too many news organizations in the last week fell for his rewriting of history or his glossing over of his damage, the damage that he's done. And we have all these puff pieces about, disillusioned, determined, and, painting this picture of this, well, I tried my best and, gosh, maybe it didn't work out, with really, it was like a PR tour that Musk took, and the press fell for it with the evidence in front of all of our eyes every single day for the last 4 or 5 months. I'm still gobsmacked about that. I can't get over it.
I know there's, I think it's coming out this Sunday, if I'm correct. David Pogue interviewed Musk for a CBS Sunday Morning, and I saw the clip where Musk says, well, you could have a big bill or a beautiful bill, but you can't have a big, beautiful bill, and seemed to kind of counter Trump a little bit in saying he wasn't really on board for this reconciliation bill.
Yeah, he's pointing to the deficit, which the funny thing is you got all this blowback from the White House after he said that, in which they said there is no deficit in the bill, which is a complete 100% lie.
Yeah.
I've actually started my most recent Stop the Presses newsletter. I've decided to start calling blatant lies Lutniks, because Howard Lutnick is really the most outrageous liar in the cabinet. So
I like that.
So Caroline Leavitt was telling Lutniks yesterday, and Mike Johnson was too. They were telling a Lutnick about the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, whose projections are usually quite reliable. And they're saying, oh, no, they're totally out there. It's some sort of leftist organization, supposedly, even though the guy who's head of it was named by Bush. So it's a So they don't want to accept reality, and they voted. So they're voting for deficit spending. You know, this whole thing about the Republicans don't like to tax and spend. Well, they sure like the spend part of it.
And Jennifer, even Wisconsin's own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is calling Trump out exactly what Mark just said, maybe for the wrong reasons, in my opinion. But he's not. He's saying, you know, it doesn't go far enough in some of these cuts. But, you know, saying that, you know, it does increase the deficit.
Well, yes. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with this bill when it makes it over to the Senate. They've already been making, and Johnson's not alone, they've been making a lot of noise about their concerns. So we'll see how concerned they really are. I want to add one more thing about Musk and Trump. Mm-hmm. The White House just announced that Musk and Trump are having a joint press conference this afternoon.
Oh, really? Oh.
So that will be very interesting to see. I'm actually less interested in what they say, but how reporters question them and with follow-up questions and what kind of fact-checking we'll have. Because the two of them together, there won't be a truthful word that comes out of their mouths. And the press really knows how to get to the bottom of things. Let's see if they do that.
Maybe we'll have another edition of Hee Haw's Junior Samples. Come on down, buy a new used Tesla here on the car lot of the White House. We'll BR549. Anyway, it's an old reference for those of us old enough to remember Hee Haw. It's 45 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking with Jennifer Schulze and also Mark Jacob on our weekly roundtable here. Pat Kreitlow is back on Monday. Guys, I wanted to get your take as people have worked in major markets in Chicago, longtime journalists. I'm just fascinated by this. My first station I worked at was a CBS affiliate in radio affiliate in Richland Center. I grew up, my parents watched Walter Cronkite and those things. The fact that CBS This Morning on Tuesday didn't cover anything on the craziness that Trump said over the weekend, the disrespect he showed veterans by not really memorializing them at all, partisanizing the speech at Arlington National Cemetery. What do you make of this, Mark, then Jennifer?
Well, I'm not sure. It's difficult to decide, you know, whether the editorial decisions are affected by the greater picture and corporate pressure. So, you know, unless you can prove it up, it's just hard to speculate about it. But it must be said that CBS is under incredible pressure these days. They, you know, because you know, their parent company, Paramount, wants to cut a deal for a merger with Skydance, and the Trump administration corruptly is holding that up until CBS supposedly is going to settle this lawsuit, this bogus lawsuit he's brought, complaining that an interview of Kamala Harris somehow damaged his brand. And it's a lawsuit that should be thrown out of court immediately. Definitely, there's no way he would win in a real, you know, trial. Right. But CBS thinks is being extorted. In effect, they're being told, you know, you've got to settle this. And they also, Trump wants an apology for them doing good journalism.
And Jennifer, ABC, Disney already settled.
I know. Yeah, corporate ownership of big media products is a problem. And CBS, I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where they don't pay him a bribe. And I think that it's most certainly had a chilling effect on the reporting throughout the company. We already know that 60 Minutes had minders, you know, brought in to make sure that their content wasn't, you know, tiptoeing too close to somebody's line, apparently Trump's. I don't doubt that throughout their other products, that they're, you know, they're being cautious, probably overly cautious about some things.
We're out of time. We can't talk about it. But did you guys see the Scott Pelley graduation speech at Wake Forest this weekend?
It was great.
If people haven't, check it out. Google Scott Pelley at Wake Forest. I'd never seen him like that. I thought it was incredible. Really, really brave. Brave as well is Mark Jacob. You can find him. He is the author at Stop the Presses newsletter. And also equally brave is Jennifer Schulze. You can find her work at The Contrarian and Lincoln Square, amongst others. We appreciate you both so very much. Pat will be back next week, so you don't have to put up with me. But thanks for being here. We appreciate you both.
Thank you, Todd.
All right.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Albaugh across the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Tom Miller from Miller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Sounds like it's a great time to buy something to take care of that lawn of yours, Tom.
It really is. It really is, Phil. We've got on the Husqvarna line right now, we have 0% for 24 months, zero down. That is for our lawnmowers. And right now we have some rebates on those units besides. So it's a double win there. So you'll definitely want to stop in and take a look. So we start at $3,099 on a zero turn. So really, really, if you're looking for something on what we call a good quality product at the bottom end, we've got them on hand. We also have ZTX 42s and ZTX L 52s for sale, and they are at dealer cost right now simply because we have too much inventory and need to move them. So if you're looking for a savings there, that's a cash or check program. Along with that, we have 0 for 48 months on the larger units, HD and above. So 0 down, 0% for 48 months, and or 5% off for cash or check. And it's really a pretty aggressive program. On our commercial side, if you're looking to buy and you want to purchase the commercial units, we have 10% off right now for cash or check. That means there's no trade when we talk about cash or check. So keep that in mind. It's a great time to come browsing, buy something that you were thinking about. If you got an old piece of junk at home, launch it on Craigslist because that's probably where it needs to go. So keep us in mind on those couple programs we're running. All of our handheld are either 10% off or up to 20% off, and that's the Husqvarna line. That includes walk-behind electric mowers, which really have become popular all of a sudden. They come with two batteries, and they'll mow well over an hour. So if you have the desire to have a push lawnmower that's self-propelled, Husky builds one of the best. So keep us in mind of that. They're on the show floor. We keep them around here all the time, and it's been a very popular unit. While you're here, you can look outside, and we're going to see Robo One running around. That's our robot, and he's mowing about an acre and a quarter out there, and he does it every day, rain, shine, or whatever. He's very, very loyal and does what he's told and does it well enough that he can do it four times in that day's period and is programmed to basically take care of himself. So if you've ever thought about a robot, we started in that $3,000 range. That means that you don't have to mow anymore. It does all the thinking and all the work for you. So it's one of those things, unless you see it in operation, you probably say, well, that sounds crazy. Well, it's not crazy. We're here. The technology is here. It's all satellite-based, so we don't have wires in the ground or anything like that. And literally, you can mow your entire lawn with a robot. As far as coming here, we're at Dodgeville, Wisconsin, 4948 Highway YZ. Right across from Midwest Roofing, and of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, their lights are on this morning, so I think they'll make it another day. Stop and see us, though. We're open from 7:30 to 5:30 each day, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. Very, very important. If you go to MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site, you'll not only see all of our specials, programs, and et cetera, but you will also see our rental rates, and we do a lot of rental here. So if you're looking for backhoes or whatever, lists, et cetera, we have all that. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller. You'll see our used, or a lot of our new stuff that has specials on right now. A lot of things that you probably don't think that we handle, but we do. So take a look. If you've got any questions, any thoughts, or you know, looking for something, even if we don't handle it, we'll help you find it. Give us a holler at 935-2751. We are an Aaron's Gravely line. We're also Husqvarna, Wacker Nissan, and, of course, we handle the Landmaster UTV line, which is out of Indiana. And we are now adding a new line to our business. It's called Wright Stander. They make the world's best well-known standard. They're the ones that pretty much invented the concept. And we're excited about that because that's a full line, and you'll be seeing that at our store here within the next week or two. So keep all that in mind, but remember, we only handle quality. Wright was the perfect fit. We wanted the best in the industry, and so we went ahead and got them.
That sounds excellent, man. Don't be too busy this weekend. I guess now you're living the life of leisure now that Robo's doing all your mowing for you.
You know, it's nice. The only thing I can't get him to do, and he hasn't done it yet, I've told him twice I want a beer, and he's never come back with one.
Really? Yeah, maybe he drank it himself.
Well, that's a possibility. Yeah. He might be a drunk.
But he's still mowing straight.
Yes, he is.
All right. Tom, take care.
You bet.
Yeah, Tom Miller from Miller Implement for our weekly report here on WRCO.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, back and forth rulings over President Trump's tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down many of the tariffs put in place on imports. And then an appeals court weighed in, lifting that block, allowing the tariffs to continue. Strong storms again battering large parts of the country, including Texas.
In Austin, storms dumping piles of hail. Wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, toppling trees. And in rural eastern Oklahoma, a mother and her three kids were finally rescued after spending more than a week trapped by downed trees after a tornado. The heroes in this story, nearly a dozen inmates, part of a Department of Corrections work crew who stepped up when county workers were overwhelmed.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, there were also tornado sightings outside Atlanta. The White House presenting a peace plan to Hamas that calls for hostage releases and the prisoner exchange and for Israel to withdraw forces from a buffer zone so more aid can move in. This is ABC News.